Weyburn. The fundraising efforts to assist Isaiah Evans and his family of Weyburn are continuing, including the GoFundMe page and a trust fund. The fundraisers have raised around $30,000 so far, with a goal of around $100,000 to enable the family to buy a specially equipped medical van to enable the family to transport Isaiah. Isaiah attends Legacy Park Elementary School, with the assistance of his educational aide, Shannon Seitz, and his nurse, Jan Seibert. His mom, Janelle, explained the medical conditions that Isaiah lives with, and the challenges they have created for him and his family. Isaiah was born with multiple dislocations and severely clubbed feet. Currently, he can't even wear shoes, let alone place weight on his feet. His knees are dislocated and so is his right hip. He also has severe scoliosis. Isaiah will never be able to walk. He has undergone many surgeries on his legs and spine to aid him as he develops, and his wheelchair is his permanent source of transport. Isaiah also has an abnormal airway, so he has had a trach since 2 months of age. At night when he is sleeping, he needs a special machine to give him more support so he doesn't stop breathing. He is also on oxygen 24 hours a day. His list of equipment is long and it needs to be taken with him everywhere he goes. The fundraisers, in addition to the GoFundMe page, include a Friends of Isaiah card, which can be purchased for $5 per card, and the donor can write a message to the family. The cards can be bought at Lester's Restaurant, where they are on display. The restaurant is also doing a fundraiser through the month of May, with certain dishes offered on their fundraiser menu. The cost is $25 per plate, and $10 per plate will be donated to the Isaiah Evans Trust Fund. Donations to the Trust Fund can also be made in person at the Weyburn Credit Union, or they can be e-transferred to avanceisaiah2023@gmail.com. Later this year, a family fun day will be held at Great Plains Ford in Weyburn as a fundraiser event. The date has not yet been determined.